Open Windows, July the 27th. The Great Light. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. Isaiah 9, verse 2. What a tremendous thing this breaking in of light upon us. How it lifts us out. How it fills us with glory. How it changes the outlook when there breaks in spiritual light. Light which never was on land or sea. Light from above. And the Lord Jesus is the sum of that divine light. He is the light. If only our eyes were opened to see the significance of the Lord Jesus, what a tremendous difference it would make. How we should be emancipated. The need is that to see the Son of God as having vested in him the prerogative of divine light-giving, because he is the light. It is with him to come right into our scene of darkness and drive the darkness out. That is the glory. And you can know the glory of the Son of God. You can worship him because your eyes are opened. He is here. Just as he, being the resurrection and the life, means resurrection at any moment, and not merely at your last day. You remember Martha said, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And the Lord in effect said, "Stop! I am the resurrection and the life. And I being here, the last day may be here so far as the resurrection is concerned. It is no matter when I am present, it can be now." So he being here, there may be a new creation now with new creation light. Not, I shall get light later on, but now, by this glorious intervention from without. The glory of Jesus Christ, which he had with the Father before the world was, the glory of the Son, is that he has this sole divine prerogative, right, power and ability to bring light. No one else can give it. It is not possible to attain unto that light. It is his gift. It is his act. And that is his glory.